104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 808. We're going to top out of 50 today. In the election for station mayor this morning at hot1047.com, Mel is leading the vote. I'll hit refresh. And yeah, still leading 63 to 37%.
Nice. Thanks for all your votes.
Yeah.
I care about you and I love bacon.
I love bacon too.
You don't eat it though.
Because it gives me heartburn.
Mm-hmm. You don't eat it.
That makes me a bad person because of food I love. Doesn't. I can't eat anymore.
You've never said that you love bacon.
I got a text that said, Andy, I said earlier that I cooked last night.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, did you cook or just prepare?
If you heated up something, it was cooking.
It was, I would say it was about 50-50. Cooking and preparing.
If you heated up something, it was cooking. No. That is the actual...
Okay, we're not having this argument again. But the...
I win this argument.
Okay, what I did last night was... Well, you won't shut up when I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to answer the question and you won't stop talking. I'm sorry.
This is why you're going to lose the election.
Okay, so...
You will not let other people's voices be heard. Only yours.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And you make fun of women.
Nope, just you.
Calling us chickens.
Just you.
And a hen house. That's not making fun of me.
I got another text message that asked if I
put meat in it.
Yes, I did. It was our cheeseburger mac recipe that we do, which I did not have to use the recipe card.
Okay.
It was out. Crystal actually put it out so I wouldn't forget to make supper when I got home with the kids last night. And I made our cheeseburger mac is basically one of the deluxe mac and cheese or shells and cheese that comes with the sauce in the packet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you cook the meat.
You
and
cook
then,
it, right?
And then you...
You're cooking the meat?
Do I have to shut off your mic again?
Don't be rude.
And then put in the macaroni, 2.5 cups of milk, some
onion
powder.
Do you cook the macaroni?
Onion powder, ketchup and mustard. And then you put it on the stove for a while and let it simmer and then get the noodles cooked. And yeah, it's not hard to make. It's...
That all sounds like cooking to me.
Okay, then it was cooking. You're absolutely right. The man medals. The 5 medals are picked up my dirty clothes, put the toilet seat down, put the toilet paper roll on, ran the vacuum cleaner, took out the garbage. I have earned 1 of the 5 in the last week.
You know, at least you could do is push the vacuum around for your pregnant wife.
Okay. Someone needs to simmer down a little bit. Natalie is on the phone. How are you, Natalie?
Oh, good.
So you have a husband?
Fiance, yeah.
Fiance, okay. And if you were going to give him any of these 5 medals, how many of them would he have earned in the last week?
He's done the dishes and he's taken out the garbage and that is it.
Okay, so dishes isn't one of the medals, but the garbage is, so...
Okay, so 1.
So he would have got 1.
Yes.
Are you going to go on and buy some medals for him?
No, he's not that lucky.
But you can mock him with them.
It's for mocking him, though. The medals are for mocking him.
Mm-hmm. At least that's how I would take it.
So, yeah, I will get one, and I'll put it right on the counter, like you said.
Or you could just make them homemade.
You could. You could just make some on...
Rub it in a little more.
Yeah.
Just make some on your computer and print them out.
Yeah, just paint like a nickel gold.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then write on it. That's what you should do. Thanks for the call, Natalie.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
I got a text message from 6350 says, I have a better idea with the toilet seat. If women are so worried about men putting it up, why don't they leave it up all the time, put it down when they are going to use it, and then put it back up when they are done?
Because toilet seats are meant to go down. Are we really going to have...
Problem solved.
Are we really going to have this discussion again?
I was just throwing it out there. It was... You said everyone's voice should be heard, so I was making sure that voice was heard.
Oh.
Via text message, that's all. Another text that said my husband would get one for the vacuum since that's about all he will do.
Lame.
And another one that says my husband is pretty awesome. He has done all 5 of those things and then some. He is the best.
Aw.
So there you go. Not everybody's terrible, Mel.
I didn't say that.
Well, you keep seeming to make me out to be the worst male on the planet.
I'm just pointing out the things that you have not done.
And you don't like bacon either.
You don't like bacon.
Yes, I do. Jen is on the phone. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So how many medals would your husband have won in the last week?
Six?
There's only
he
five.
He does the dishes every night.
Okay, dishes is the one then that's missing.
Yep.
That should be on there.
Yeah, it should be one,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. 7 years ago, zero. It took me 2 years to train him.
You don't train men.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And it does work.
I beg to differ that you don't train men.
Of course.
Of course we train them.
I hardly do anything, and he does most of the stuff.
I'm an unbreakable steed. I can't be broken.
Ultimatums.
Ultimatum. So in other words, you withheld sex to get him to do what you want to do, right?
I didn't say that on the radio. You did.
Right. Okay. No, you said ultimatum, and I read between the lines.
It's called training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called sex is a weapon.
Whatever I'm we got to do to train you. Yeah. You know, it's just like how you train a dog.
Yeah.
You give them treats when they do something
Maybe
right.
Maybe we should put a shock collar on you guys.
We don't do anything wrong, so what would be the point of that?
Oh, Mel, you're on fire today.
Yeah.
Thanks. Make sure you vote for me on the website at hot1047.com.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go right now.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jen.
Bye.
Bye.
I like that Jen girl.
Yeah, someone's making a comeback, though.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now it's 61% to 38%.
Oh, wow.
Big comeback.
Wow, you go, boy.
We're making a comeback. It's going, yeah. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:24, up to 50 today. It is 38 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Your Facebook post absolutely makes me want to change my core beliefs and lifelong philosophy, said no one ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one more day. One more
well,
day.
Well, we'll still hear about it tomorrow.
Probably.
Because
maybe.
They'll be, yay! Or they'll be like, ugh, the America is going to just go down and.
Yeah, we're all going to be.
And we're all going to die.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter because we're all going to be speaking Chinese in 25 years anyway.
Stop it now. But that's what we're going to hear tomorrow or read tomorrow on Facebook. It's going to be one. It's going to be like, yay, the country's just, it's going to be great now, blah, blah, blah.
Or the end of the world is going to come in a month and a half.
Yeah. Well, you know, December 21st.
It's lurking around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your apocalypse party ready to go?
No, but you know, luckily my birthday is right before that.
Oh, so at least we'll get your birthday in before the apocalypse.
Yeah, okay, good. You know, I turn 35 right before that happens, so that is kind of the end of the world, really.
Oh, thanks. Someone in this room is already 35.
I forgot, you're 35 already.
Mm-hmm.
How is it being 35?
A little more gray hair.
A little more, huh? Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, this No Shave November is not hiding my age at all. It looks like someone went to town with the pepper and salt shaker on my face.
Yeah.
Have you
listened to me yet about using the conditioner?
No.
I can't, just so you know, because it's dark in here and we only have a lamp on, I can't really tell a whole lot from here.
Oh,
underneath, though, a little bit.
Yeah, that's where it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty...
Hello,
gray
hairs.
Well, the funny thing is that's the first place I grew facial hair was on my neck.
Weird.
I know.
Huh.
Most kids, when they're in high school, they'll get the mustache.
Yeah.
The horrible thin mustache.
Oh, God, that's so ugly.
And I got it on.
Ugh.
I was growing fur under my jaw. And finally, I got teased about it.
Mm.
And that's when I started shaving. And actually, it was my dad who was teasing me. He's like, are you going to shave that fur off your neck? Like, what fur? Oh. Okay. Anyway. So, thanks for going by a touchy subject. No?
Sure. I don't know how that was that touchy.
It wasn't. I was lying.
Oh, okay. You should read some of the Facebook posts, by the way, on our picture up there.
I don't think I want to.
Oh, you should. It's funny.
You go ahead.
Well, my boy Bestie Mike commented on there. He said Mel is out to a strong lead, but I think Andy will pull well in the Mountain Time Zone.
We're not in the Mountain Time Zone. I know what he's talking about,
wow,
though,
Andy.
With the election results tonight.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we're still waiting for the West River counties because their polls close at 8 p.m. Central.
Well, Andy, what's up with that picture? Kind of looks like Prez Hilton.
Yeah, kind of.
Mel, you got this. Mel rocking the vote.
Okay.
Mel, smiley face.
Okay.
Mel all the way.
Okay.
Andy, you're a total badass, but I got to give this one to my girl. Vote Mel. She should run for president, too. Haha.
Okay. Christina, now you're talking nonsense. Besides, she's not old enough to run for president yet. I am.
How old do you have to be?
35?
35. Oh, well, December.
Oh, December.
How about what Drew put? I think you should share the mayor position and create a stupid combined name like celebrity couples. Mandy, maybe.
That's the only one that would work.
It would be the only one that would work.
Outside of Andel?
Yeah, that wouldn't really work. My sister's name is Mandy.
Or Anissa.
Anissa.
I actually went to high school with an Anissa.
If you go with my full name, you go with Melissa.
The margin is starting to widen. 68% to 32%.
Woo woo. Thanks for the votes. I care about you guys.
And for the person who texted in and said, you were wrong on the count. I looked and it said, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm rounding them up.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying 31.91%.
Oh, okay.
And 69.09%. I'm just rounding, so. Because one time, apparently, it didn't equal 100 what I said.
Oh.
I just read the numbers. Apparently, okay. Someone was a math major and
maybe somebody
overly
wants
technical
to know the point crap.
Okay, I don't care. Anyway, dirt is coming up. What's in the dirt, Mel?
Kim Kardashian at the gym yesterday, what she did, and a Spanish interview with Sylvester Stallone talking about Expendables 3. I had that all coming up in the dirt.
It is 829, Hot 104.7.
Expect the...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 842. We're going to top out at 50 today. Go ahead, Mel, make everyone feel old. What is coming out today, music-wise?
Oh, let me get to it real quick. Now, that's what I call music... 44.
Volume 44.
You and I remember when Volume 1 came out.
I do remember when Volume 1 came out, and I have the track listing in front of me.
Oh, goody. What do we got?
Together Again by Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
As Long as You Love Me, Backstreet Boys.
Ooh.
One of my favorite songs ever, The Way by Fastball.
Hmm.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
That one's not ringing a bell.
Oh. I don't know if we even have it in our library anymore.
I'm sure I probably heard it.
No, we have Clay Aiken's The Way. Flagpole City by Harvey Danger. Say You'll Be There by the Spice Girls. All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Oh, wow.
Never Ever by All Saints. If You Could Only See the Way She Loves Me by Tonic. Zoot Suit Riot by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Zoot Suit Riot.
Riot! Pull up a bottle of beer.
That's a great song.
Shorty, You Keep Playing With My Mind by Imagine.
I don't recall that one.
I don't either.
But Shorty just keeps playing with my mind.
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Yeah!
Karma Police by Radiohead. I Will Buy You a New Life by Everclear.
Okay.
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
I Smell Sex
and
Candy.
And...
Woo!
Yeah, go Beavers.
You
yeah, Hanson was on. Now that's what I call music volume one.
Our job shadow just gave us the weirdest look ever.
She's like, what is this, an oldie station?
When we started dancing to
that came out in 1998.
Wow.
Vanessa, were you alive in 1998?
You can talk in the... Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
No, I was born in... Actually, yeah, I was six.
Okay, you were born in 92?
93.
Okay. Wow.
We were in high school.
Yeah. That's no, I was in college.
When and which year?
That was the year I turned 21.
What year?
1998.
Oh.
I turned 21 in 1998.
Talking about when she was born. We were in high school. Sorry. 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love it when we get confused because we're talking about two different things.
I know. So now that's what I call Music 44 has Pink, Usher, Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Owl City, Flo Rida, Maroon 5, Psy. Yeah.
Welcome, Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, Train, Chris Brown, and Little Big Town.
Okay.
They always throw a couple country songs. Yeah.
They didn't in 1998, although back then they probably should have.
They didn't?
No.
That's when country was really big, too.
Super big. Yeah. Well, not that country has exactly fallen off the planet now.
No, it still is. Yeah, but I mean, that's when it had its major, like, taken over the
world.
Well,
that's when, like,
Garth Brooks.
Well, early 90s was better.
And Garth Brooks. And
I mean, he was outdoing all the rock and, well, pop died in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was dominated by rock and country in the early 90s, but.
It was.
Let's see. Andrew's on the phone. How's it going, Andrew?
I'm going to get hurt for this, but I'm going to do this. Mel and Andy in the morning.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
That'd be a vote on Mel for the poll standing. I couldn't get to an internet, so I just thought I'll call.
Oh. Did you, like, get paid money to sing the jingle?
No.
Oh, you should have.
Oh, man.
I think that's impressive that he sang the jingle.
Well, I appreciate it.
All proceeds will go to men who can eat bacon.
Hey, your bacon agenda is not fair.
My bacon agenda... Are you talking about, like, any type of political agenda is always not fair?
Andy's feeling a little black and white side because of his face.
I just can't eat bacon.
Can you pass the salt and pepper?
He's a pepper snob.
All right, I'm done.
He's making fun of my hair.
Oh, or the fact that you're a pepper
snob. All right,
Andrew,
you know what? I know you call in a lot, and I used to like you, but I'm not so sure anymore.
Oh, don't be a sore loser.
It's voting.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Okay,
don't hurt yourself. Yeah.
And the reason why he was going to get hurt was that he sang the jingle a little differently. He switched around.
Yeah, Mel and
Andy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What he did.
I remember like 5 minutes after you started working here. He's like, how come my name's not in all the IDs?
It wasn't.
How come my name isn't in it? Well, because I hadn't decided if you were going to be sticking around. That's why.
First of all, I did not ask that way. I was very nervous about asking you about it.
It was pretty quick after you started.
I was here for quite a few months before I asked.
Tops.
Now that's a lie, and you know it.
It was 2 weeks tops.
It's a lie, and you know it.
But I didn't know if you were going to work out or not, so I didn't order them because it's a lot of work.
And now my 3-year anniversary will be in January, January 4th.
Yeah. And my 4-year anniversary on this show will be on February 9th, and on the same day, ironically, will be my 9-year anniversary on the station.
Weird.
Yeah. Very weird. Anyway. All right. Good times.
I got a few text messages and a tweet calling me out on my dirt almost screw up.
Oh, yeah. That should be a drink. We'll get to that coming up. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:57. We're going to top out of 50 today, 38 right now. And Mel got texts about something she said earlier. What's that show?
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah.
Pawn.
Didn't quite come out that way.
Well, because my head doesn't think every time that I read that in my head, it thinks that it's something else.
You know, when you're voting for station mayor today at hot1047.com, keep that in mind. Do you really want a station mayor who always has an excuse for everything?
No, I think you really want a station mayor who has a little bit of a dirty mind sometimes, because that makes life more fun and interesting.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How about one that shows up 3 to 5 minutes late every day?
So?
Oh, okay. Do you want me to crack down on that?
No.
Okay. Don't be getting all cocky then.
I wasn't getting cocky.
You may be the station mayor. I'm still the boss. Okay. So you got texts and tweets about
Rachel sent me a tweet and said, hardcore what? We know what you've got on the brain, smiley face. I meant to say, well, I did save it. I mean, I said hardcore pawn. It just almost came out something else.
Uh-huh.
I stopped it before it got bad.
I think not I may
that,
have
not,
it.
Not that that's a.
I may have the audio queued up from that.
Okay.
Part,
not
I
that
think.
That's a bad word.
There you go.
Otherwise, you could watch Hardcore Pawn. That is. They're near. There you go. Otherwise, you could watch Hardcore Pawn. That is.
It's funny every time.
Drink!
No way. Come
yeah,
on.
Put it down.
I fixed it. I
Mark
fixed
it down.
It.
That's a drink.
I fixed it, though.
That
Come
is
on.
The definition of a drink.
Otherwise, you could watch Hardcore Pawn. That is.
Nice work.
I fixed it, though.
We're professional broadcasters.
I can't help it. That's what I, when I read it, I uh-huh. always, it always goes that way.
We've got music coming up from Fun Neo next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.